Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the body punching? I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him asking, he was crying in there. You're saying that Biggs was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
I knew you were fucking tough and you were taking those punches.
DPLC Productions.
Making women gestures like, oh.
Let's go, champ. This is the champ. Get shit in the chair. With the same champ. If it was Cali, you might make it.
It's the champ, ladies and gentlemen. That's GTO TBV. We are back. Had a great time in Bama. Got a lot to report. But the best news of all, that Deontay Wilder will be back to the TBV Appreciation Night. Got so much to update you guys about, man. We're going to be talking about the TBV Appreciation Night, which is going to be taking place March 3rd. So if this is something you're interested in, this is a party that you're looking to participate in, come to and attend with the rest of us, then you want to stick around. You know the number, 1-425-569-5241. Your questions will be answered. We're going to be doing a few shows. I'm back, baby. I'm back. So we're going to be coming back. You know, we obviously got to give you a Deontay Wilder, Gerald Washington update. We might hold that off for Sunday. We're definitely going to come back with a Patreon-only show. But it's going to be public, you know. We've met a few goals, and we got some rewards we need to give out. Just got the box. 100 pieces just came in from my Patreon family, so we're going to be spreading the love, obviously. Speaking of love, Matthew Hunter, TBV's own editor, co-host, he's going to be coming to the TBV Appreciation Night. You've seen him there at the last one. He's here today to talk. So, Matt, man, what's going on, bro? It feels like so long since we talked, man. I've been over there working, but how's everything going on your side of your neck of the woods, right?
Yeah, man, it's been good. Like you said, it's felt like a long time, you know, from doing like three shows a day to doing zero shows for like 5 days. Like, the shit's just weird, you know? Like, I remember, you know, I was texting like Santiago, Info Joe, JP, Frangoli, all those guys. And like, just because, like, I was texting them a lot because I just needed to talk boxing. I needed to talk this, you know, because we're addicts. So this, it kind of felt weird. I'm glad we're back. I'm glad we get to talk about this off the bat, because at the end of the day, we're here for you. We're here for you guys that are listening, the callers, the readers, the fans of this show, the supporters of this show. And this party is for you guys. It's not for us. You know, it's for you. And I, you know, being a person that's attended one, I know what it's like. And this one seems like it's just going to be light years ahead of the one I went to, so I just can't wait. And Ness, I gotta give you some shade, because you picked the worst picture of me to put in that thumbnail. I mean, come on. Like, Peter Quillen's grilling me right now for you know what, and you know, Caleb Plant's defending me and my mouth's open and shit. Man, you gotta get a better picture than that. Come on.
Yo, you know what I said? This shows the intimacy of the event. This shows, you know, just how friendly Peter Quillen is gonna be, not only with you, but with the rest of the TBV family. That this is what that shows. It shows, you know, the intimacy and in what TBV brings. Listen, I'm just happy at a point where we can sit here and say that we have, or we're having our third one, you know. It's amazing, because I never thought that we would get here. I mean, we're a podcast at the end of the day, and it all started out, you know, a couple of guys, what seems now like on two bean cans in a string, from the humble beginnings that we started. But now this event, I mean, Mazda has sponsored us for this event. So we'll be having, you know, a 2017 Mazda 6, you know, brand new. I'm going to pick up Matt in that, you know. My man Muhammad, he's coming all the way from Africa. So I needed a car. So I reached out to Mazda, said, look, my guys are coming in from all over the world. Coach Mitty's coming from the UK. Muhammad's coming from Africa. Matt is all the way in Cali. We need some wheels. We need some wheels. And Mazda so graciously sponsored us for this event, gave us a 2017 Mazda X6. So definitely humbled. I mean, just think about it, right? You know, so many people take shots at the king and shit, but Name another fucking podcast that consistently has a car sponsoring them, you know, a brand. Like, you know, speaking of brands, WBC, you know, credit to Mauricio Suleiman and the WBC for all the work that they do. Obviously, look at everything that they've done. You know, some people call them mafias, right? But look at all that they have done with this VADA. It's been consistent breaking news with the VADA because Margaret Goodman had tried to do this on her own. And you know what, Matt? We're going to contact Anna Monsterpiece, and we're going to get Margaret on here as well. You know, because she had been doing so much work in the early stages of VADA, but it needed a big corporation like the WBC to back her for people to take it seriously, for them to, you know, basically mandate that things go down the way that they should go down. And now that's what they're doing. Their top 15 has to test. You know what I mean? It's a consistent, like I said, headline if you're not on the list or if you, you know, haven't sent in your form. So, you know, credit to the WBC, you know, and I really hope that, you know, since the TBV Appreciation Night is going to be on March 3rd, the eve of Danny Garcia and Keith Thurman, who will be unifying, you know, their WBA title and WBC title, that Mauricio Suleiman can be in attendance so that we can honor him, you know, for he needs to get a Real People Award the way that Peter Quillin received one the first year, because Mauricio Suleiman has been sponsoring TBV now for 3 TBV Appreciation Nights, and his sponsorship is what allows us to bring these events to you, to allow these fighters to come. You know, you get there and there's goodie bags. Speaking of goodie bags, I mean, look, you just don't know. You just don't know how big these parties can ultimately come. I mean, somehow you guys can make us the ambassadors for the sport. I systematically put 2 companies that normally wouldn't deal with each other to both sponsor this event. Now, hopefully Everlast continues their sponsorship. Obviously, they sponsored us last year, and we were able to give you guys, you know, some great Everlast gym bags. And
those shirts were dope. I always wear my Everlast shirt. I wear it in the closet.
100% cotton. It was very durable. You know, some of you got some excellent shirts. Even the Patreon family who didn't make it to the party was able to receive some of those Everlast goodies. But Ness got Rival to get involved. Now, that's like Pepsi and Coca-Cola sponsoring Great Adventures. It just doesn't happen. Only one soda distributor could be there. But, you know, I hopefully have gotten us to be allowed to get some Everlast goodies and some Rival goodies for all our attendees. And I just want to say, yo, this time there's going to be some women. Oh, yeah. There's going to be some women. All right. We're going to make sure this spot is. Look, just believe me when I say this is definitely the best one. War Tape has also, you know, confirmed that they will be re-signing to sponsor on. So now that's their third time, you know what I mean? And it just warms my fucking heart. I don't care how mushy and corny it sounds, because, yo, again, we're not supposed to be here. We keep defying the odds. You know, we're no different than the Brian Jennings of the world with 15, 16 amateur fights, and the Deontay Wilders, the Anthony Joshuas, that they're not supposed to be here. And TBV, we're not supposed to be here. That's why March 3rd, we are going to be here. Deontay Wilder's going to be there. Peter Quillin is going to be there. I don't know if Caleb Plant is going to be there, but we are talking. Brian Jennings, the heavyweight, will be there. Hank Lundy, the lightweight, will be there. You know, so many. Willie Monroe Jr., 160-pounder, he'll be there. Yeah, I know, guys. I know he wasn't there the last time, but I swear he should be here. Speaking of being here, like I said, let me, you know, the koozies came in for all my Patreon family. I'm actually using mine to keep my hands from burning with this coffee right here. You know what I'm saying? But the koozies
is
came
that camo?
In. Out. Yeah, camo, baby. Camo's in style, baby. You know what I'm saying? So we got 100 pieces in. You know, this might even spill over to the TBV Appreciation Night. So the thing is, you got to be there to get there. Now, awards. There's a lot of people coming. Jay from Orlando. He's a nominee for Call of the Year. We need to hurry up and start situating who's coming, who's not coming, who deserves, who doesn't deserve. Because there are a lot of people. I mean, Marcus from D.C. I really want Marcus to be there. He's definitely my nominee. But the people ultimately vote. I'm going to nominate Wood. Wood the caller. What do you think? Is Wood deserving of a TBV listener or caller of the year award. I don't know. It would be up to you guys, but I'm going to nominate him. He's been around there for so many years. There's just so many callers. You know, speaking of attendees, Matt, you met Boogie Down Sean, but I mean, he dates back this show before you.
Yeah, I know.
You know, East Coast. Listen,
legend. Legend.
Yeah, he's going to be here at the party. So definitely, you know, get your tickets, RSVP only. Even though we just got our PayPal card reader, so we will be doing some, you know, raffles and auctions and things. WBC just said they'll be sending some belts. I don't know if there'll be minis or whatnot. We'll do some sort of raffles and auctions. Excuse me. We also got sponsored by One Promotions, and they're going to be actually giving us a pair of earrings, gold, real gold earrings. Now, it is my wish that we could invite Amanda Serrano, being from the New York area, you know, being as hot as she is, being as good as she is, invite Amanda Serrano, you know, boom, hit her off with like an award, and bang, the same sponsor, hit her off with those earrings. Because I don't know what am I going to do with those, right? Or we can always do a raffle or an auction, but there's just so many things. I mean, we got Andre Diakonu. I know he's my mastermind. He's sitting in that mastermind, you know, all alone because you guys are not joining him. So what I did, he had a special request, and that's what I do for my Patreon family. Yo, and it was not easy. He wanted DJ Hollywood. Hollywood works for SiriusXM. He works for Hot 97. He works for, you know, 105 in here in, you know, Philadelphia. So I'm not in Philly, but I'm in the tri-state area. So, you know, he works there. But we got him. TBV's got him for the entire night. And I'm working on a comedian, too. We're going to have a little bit of everything this time around. We got a stage. We got lighting. We got bartenders. We got door girls. Man, there might even be a coat check. We're going all the way up on this one, all right? And this could only get better. You know, the more, you know, that we do, the bigger that it gets. You know, you just don't know what this could lead to one day for you know, our listeners and for other people. You know, we're going to have Ellie Setback there as well. He's invited. I mean, there's just so many. I mean, I do have one picture here with just a few. You know, Javier Fortuna will be in attendance as well as who else do we have?
Tevin Farmer, is that confirmed yet?
Tevin Farmer, yes. We also, don't forget, Matt from the team DSG. We'll also have Danny Garcia, strength and conditioning coach, Tony Davis there. You know, Jason Sosa. Now, here we go. See, when Jason Sosa committed, he didn't have a Lomachenko fight, right? So we'll see what's going to happen. But how cool would that be if he could be there? When is that fight for Lomachenko? Is it in April?
It's in April.
April what? April
8th, I believe.
8th?
Yes. Well, maybe it'll be pretty much exactly a month after the party. Yeah,
maybe we can do it. Maybe we can do it. Someone said we should give those earrings to Monsterpiece. I don't know. I mean, is she deserving of another so soon? I mean, you guys got to nominate her. I'm just saying, is she deserving? Is there another female caller out there? I don't know. You know, Monster did get 2016 Female Caller of the Year last year. So she got her award for sure, because we recognize the hard work that she puts in around here. But like I said, Ellie Setback will be there. Zachary Ochoa, the young prospect, he's also fighting March 11th on that Curtis Stevens card versus David Lemieux, right? So he will be there. Oscar Moreno will be there as
well. Wait, David Lemieux is gonna be at the party?
No.
Oh, I thought
Zachary Ochoa, who fights on that card, will be at the
Okay, sorry.
Thomas Velasquez and his father, they both are fight on the Danny Garcia card that Saturday. They will be in attendance. Mike Perez, you know, not the heavyweight, the lightweight, he will be in attendance. All goes well, if Austin doesn't get a fight, he will be in attendance. You know, Joan Guzman, Eric Kelly as well. I mean, it's just the names are unlimited. The venue was private. This is going to be a hot one. You don't want to miss it. You know, I'm getting hit here on Skype. You need to just go straight to theboxingvoice.com and /reunion and RSVP, because this is going to be a nice, nice event without a doubt. All around strong. It's a fitness and strength and conditioning company. They are possibly going to be signing. I'm waiting for a couple of others, man. And I'm working on getting, you know, not just one or two. I'm talking about each sponsor. I want shirts from each sponsor. WBC told me that they'll send some directly from Mexico. So, you know, expect that, you know. I'm working on Danny Garcia, too. You know, I've been talking to Danny, trying to get him to get us at least 25 to 50. So, Carlos Grundy, make sure you talk to Matt, man. We need to get this done. We need at least, because, look, we're expecting about 25. We already got way over 25, so I know we're expecting about 50 guests. We need to get these shirts. That's right, Joey. This party going to be lit. You missed this one, bro. Listen. Info Joe left the girl. You better tell your wife, yo, a man got to put his foot down. He got to go out with the fellas. You don't want to miss this one, bro. I mean,
and Info Joe's wife was so bummed she can't go. I was talking to her the other day when I was at Joe's house watching the
French. I told her to come. I told her to come that I would waive her ticket fee. That's how much I want her there. That's how much TVV loves the listeners. You know, I said, yo, come. We'll waive that ticket fee. But obviously, it has a lot more to do with that. We're talking flight. You know, it's not an easy thing. But those that can make it should definitely come. You should show your support, because the bigger this grows, the better this event will be the following time around, man. I mean, there's just so many. Look, imagine this is a beautiful success. People are going to start clamoring. Oh, Nats, do one for Canelo Chavez. Oh, we're all going to be in fucking Las Vegas. I don't know. Only if this is a success, right? So, you know, we got to get this done. And definitely, you know, we're going to have a great time. Like I said, we're looking for a comedian. I think we already got a poet who's going to be doing some boxing poetry. So it's not going to be that lame, slow you down stuff. You know what I mean? None of that. But it's going to be nice, man. It's definitely going to be nice. Matt, man, you excited? Matt's all booked, ladies and gentlemen. This is what I'm talking about, man. Co-host that had a drop of a dime already to fucking react, man. All booked and ready to go. New York City, here we come. Matthew Hunter on the hunt. Single man, too. You are going to have fun at this party. Single. Oh, shit. Yo, you don't even know the amount of women I've invited. No. I'm serious. You don't even know. I mean, it's like, yo, it's going to be like, you'll see, because I'm not Masterpiece. I'm not you. When I say something's coming, it's coming. Okay? I mean, my track record speaks for itself. We are going to have a merry good time. But anyway, Matt, I mean, are you excited, New York City? This is not
your time. Oh, hell yeah. I mean, like, in all reality, it's going to be like almost 9 months to the day that when I was in New York and I met you, Ness, and you offered me this job. So, I mean, it's just been... It's going to be like an anniversary for me in a sense. You know, it's 5 years for TBV. It's going to be almost a year for me. You know, it's just, it's a big night. It's New York City. New York City is a blast. I've been there a few times in my life. I can't wait, you know, and for everyone that's coming from the West Coast, I know Ferngully has never been there. I'm pretty sure JP has never been there. You know, it's a blast. New York is a fun town. I can't wait. It's going to be like, I can't wait to talk to these fighters. I can't wait to get a little bit, you know, hammer with you guys, the listeners, and talk about fighting, you know, just boxing, because this is what this is about, the community of the sport getting together from all aspects, from the fighters, the managers, the promoters, the announcers, to the fans, to the media, and we're just talking, and I think that's going to be great. I think it's going to be an insane time and something that we're all going to remember.
I mean, listen. Yeah, hell yeah, Joey, I'm bringing the women too, bro. I got my girl. She's coming with her girl. Her girl's coming with her girl. I had to hire the door girl. She's coming with her girl. I got a couple other two female reporters. They're coming with their girls. Listen, you know what I end up saying? I said, listen, bring them all. You know what I mean? Let's do this one big. We in New York City. Let's get it right. You know what I mean? This is a big fight. You know, this is a big fight. And anyway, you know, it was all, you know, it was like, yo, listen.
This is big, big, the best present for everybody, for TV, for my fans, for everybody, for boxing.
Plus, you know, everybody was like, damn, Ness, you did it in Vegas. I mean, you shocked us. You brought Deontay Wilder. Never did we think this little rinky-dink podcast would actually bring Deontay Wilder to a private venue where his listeners could just sit around and chill with. And let me tell you something about
JP. Remember how JP was all, like, starstruck? He's like, oh, man,
yeah.
Like,
I had to call JP from across the yard.
That was so funny.
I had to call JP from across the yard. Like, yo, JP, come here. I said, yo, Wild, do you see this? This guy's your favorite fan, and he's always over there because he said he didn't want to bother you.
He was
and
hiding behind like a ficus or something, you know? Like, he was like, oh, like I don't want to go over there. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, JP?
And Wilder's like, bro, you better come over here now, because when I leave, I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just an amazing time, you know. It's an amazing time, and I hope that more people continue to build up the confidence to come, because I know it's not easy, you know. Some of you are these keyboard warriors where you just say shit playing, and then now it's like, damn, I really want to show up and chill with Matt, but I've called him a hipster so many times. Is he going to really at me? You know, does he really spar? Is he going to just punch me? Don't worry about it, bro. It's all love. No fights ever break.
And I put it this way, like, you know, I never met Info Joe, Frangoli, Santiago, JP. Never met those guys until the TBV party. And since then, we text each other all the time. We hang out all the time. We're
weekend fight parties
now, you know. So this is a way to create lifelong friendships and relationships with people, with like-minded people.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, we made the three about individual fights, but we all have a passion for the sport, and that unites us all.
It's also some extreme networking, okay? Because a lot of my listeners and you know, have become patrons, and a lot of my patrons have become business associates, you know, all around strong business associate, Aaron, you know, future business associate, Abraham. I mean, it's just so many people. Boxing Eye, who just hooked me up. This is the last order, you know, these koozies will be the last order with that company. Now it would be with Boxing Eye's father's company or grandfather's company, because I keep it in house. You know what I'm saying? We keep this a tight community, man. And it is getting bigger, but it will always be RSVP. We're going to have to screen you guys, but I can't wait, man, because I'm telling you, I'm working extra, extra, extra hard. I want David Avila. I believe it's David Avila. He sent in $60 minus the fees that PayPal takes to get Cut West to the party. Cut West contacted me. I am still holding the funds because I am not confident that Cut West is coming, David. And I want to be able to refund you your money when you need. I don't want to send it to Cut West. Then it's an issue. And you used me as a middleman and I look like the bad guy. That being said, I have it. When he's ready, he will get it, but he does not seem like he's coming, you know, because obviously you guys just donated the money for the trip in terms of travel, not necessarily, you know, getting to the party, hotel, whatever it takes to do all that. You know, Cut West might have to keep training and come next year when the funds get right, and I will refund David Avila for being such a damn good sport, wanting to at least get Cut West to the event, which is awesome. You know, we got a couple of callers here. We're going to take a few, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk some more guests. You know, we're going to have Coach Chino there. We're going to have so many trainers. Hopefully, Andre Rozier is there, the trainer Daniel Jacobs. I still got his award sitting in my living room because I got it like in a headlock. I'm giving no one awards via mail. Come get your shit. Just like you callers. You think you deserve an award? Well, you better be there. Coach Mitty. Uh-oh. What you mean you were supposed to be there, but you had to take a young fighter to inner club competition in the afternoon? So you're not coming? He reserved two tickets. What the hell? Oh, man, and I'm over here bragging that you're coming from the UK. You better call in and give me some details, man. I was about to put that on a flyer. Damn it. Marcus from D.C., this is definitely my nomination for Caller of the Year, without a doubt. Marcus, talk to me.
No, I think he's talking about
the good, man. Hey, yo, I hope you see me come in on Patreon, man, and tell y'all one bullshit, man. Next move, I'm about to get my ticket real quick. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, brother. You seen I messaged you on Patreon. You know I appreciate it, and I knew you would be there, man of your word. I'm just hoping that the public feels the way that I do. I think that, you know, 2016, you really made your mark. Unfortunately, all awards were given, but this is the first quarter 2017, and I really feel you should deserve a nomination. I hope the public, you know, makes you the winner because there will be a lot. I mean, Jay's coming all the way from Orlando, and he's been bringing that heat for years all the way in the boot of the state. So I don't know, but like I said, I'm at least nominating you.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Like Junebug said, hey, man, it's rough in the middle tier, you know what I'm saying? So you got to fight your way to the top. So a nomination is perfect for me. I'm not a person that's like overly has to have a whole bunch of titles, man. I'm just going to dig, bite down on my mouthpiece, and slug sometimes. You hear me? But, man,
Marcus, great content
from Alabama, man. Love it.
I got to interrupt. You see why I think you deserve it? First of all, you referenced Junebug, and you hit him with the Junebug. So it's only a loyalist of the show knows what you're talking about. And then you use, obviously, the analogy of biting down on the mouth. definitely, listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe me, I'm telling you, nomination or winner, let's get this man an award.
No, Marcus needs to be nominated. He calls in every show. Come on.
Yeah, man, it's crazy because, but the whole thing is, listen, this, you know why I call in? Because y'all have great content. You have great people on it. Matt, Steven, Casual, yourself, Ness, Boxing MD, no question about it. I think it's the best show on here. It's funny to me how I had caught it late, but I'm here now, and that's what it is. There are a lot of great callers that call in, a lot of people who have been with the show in the beginning. And so, you know, just like I said, to be nominated is cool. Perfect everything. The content that came from Alabama down to Tuscaloosa with Wilder was great, man. Listen, let me know. I didn't even know he had sparred Big Baby. Sent Big Baby up out of there leaning, you know? So, you know, that's good insight, good information. And I think the people, and that's why I think the people gravitate to the show, to the podcast, to everything else, man. And listen, no question about it. I'm there at the TBV Appreciation. You'll see that click in a minute, man. And I'm trying to meet Bomb Squad, man. I want, you know, to keep his head up. And one of my favorite fighters when I used to box, Mark Breland was one of his coaches, man. Now I was standing like that, too. I was like 6'2", 6'3", fighting 47. Actually, 39 before I went to 47, which was like the 168 of his time in amateurs, 139. But you had to be older to remember that because it changed the weights. But anyway, man, great content, great show. Y'all know how y'all do, man. Y'all really give us our money's worth. Even for the ones who not paying, man, you give us our money's worth. Great show. Great time, man. And TVV, I'm there. Ow!
Marcus, man, I can't wait to finally meet you, put a face to the voice, and hopefully present you with what you deserve, in my opinion. But it is listener-driven. Listeners got to vote. We're going to be doing the poll. And this is, Marcus, this is how we're going to reassure that everyone who is deserving gets what they get, because it will be the Patreons who are the people that vote. Patreon has an ability for us to set up polls. We'll do a poll for the Patreon listeners and viewers. Those are our most loyalists. They will be able to give us direction on who deserves what. And there'll be plenty of awards and goodie bags. I'm telling you, we're working extra hard. Casual has some really good things planned. And hopefully we can, just have a wonderful night. Stella the beer. I mean, come on. We got Stella to sponsor us, man. I just want to throw jabs at the air right now. I'm shadow boxing. We got Deontay to come back. I never got around to saying that, right? So, I had a conversation. Look, this is the first time Matt's going to hear that. But I had a conversation with Matt, and I'm like, damn, Matt, yo, write this article. He's like, man, you really want to write an article? It was just like a bunch of guys came together. Now, yo, that shit hit me like a stab. It was like Matt jumped off the fucking Empire State Building knife first into the heart. And I said, this one has to be bigger than ever, right? So with that same thing in mind, when I seen Deontay this time in Alabama, and I'm like, oh, Deontay, man, you know, thanks for coming to the party and shit. I'm all humble. I'm talking soft because, you know, I still got this thing in the back of my mind what Matt said. But then Deontay's like, bro, I had so much fun. When you doing another? I'm like, fuck, I'm actually doing one Friday before he was like, oh, I'm going to that fight. I said, yo, that's only 7 days after your fight. He said, bro, I'm going to that fight. I said, what if your shit breaks? And he's like, bro, I'm going to that fight. I says, yo, so you'll come to the party again? He's like, hell yeah, I had mad fun. I like it that it's intimate like that. I like that the fans wasn't overwhelming, but that we were just chilling. I'm like, yo, I just fucking hugged him again. This is the second time. I had to rush him. It's like a big ass, yo, I'm like, fuck it. Let me just, boom, OG hug. Like, fuck, here you go. Because you know what? I appreciate him. That's the heavyweight fucking champ of the world. He's letting me in there. You know what I'm saying? It's like Coogan being in there with Anthony Joshua at the end of the day. And I'm no Coogan Cassius, am I, right? So I'm very grateful to be where I am. I'm very grateful, you know, to be able to bring you guys Deontay and Peter Quillen. This is Peter Quillen's third time. Third time. Thank you, Jesus. Yo.
And Peter Quillen's one of the most down-to-earth people I've ever met in boxing.
Down-to-earth, bro. Down-to-earth. I got
so
many
talking to me like he knew me forever. Like, and I was just some kid, you know, smoking a joint. And he was like, what are you doing? You know, like, so, I mean, this guy is the real deal. You know, Deontay Wilder's the real deal. These guys, Caleb Plant, the real deal. These guys are just usual guys. They're average guys when you get down to it and you just talk to them, you know. And I know, you know, even for me, you know, I get nervous sometimes. I still do. You know, when I go and cover fights, I still get nervous sometimes, you know, when I see these guys. Because they are, at times, larger than life in our minds. But at the end of the day, they're just like me and you.
Yo, and Marcus was speaking about, you know, the Wilder coverage. That's nothing. I have hours of shit, you know? And I want to take the opportunity to say this. I'm looking for an editor that I can pay real money, you know, that I can just send you my interviews and you chop it up and you upload for me. And I'm looking for an IG person, someone that control the Boxing Voice IG. You know, listen, at the end of the day, I'm in competition with no one but myself, but, you know, numbers mean things to these promoters. I remember one time when I first started this, Richard Schaefer said out loud on his own Twitter that he doesn't talk to people that doesn't even have 10,000. You know what I'm saying? So unfortunately, this is the world that we live in, that, you know, how many followers indicates how popular you are, how many views indicates how popular you are, you know? So we need your help. We need your help. If you want these things to continue, you want, you know, world-class fighters, whether you think he's a bum or not, WBC champion, he's going to be there, you know? Call him a bum. Won't you fucking pay for a ticket and call him a bum? You know, see if his hand, go look at our IG and see his hand next to Mikey Garcia's face. See if you still want to call him a bum. That's all I'm saying. You know I'll think twice. I've learned to think twice, you know. Go check Patreon, or matter of fact, I did that one. It's out there for the public. Go check what he says about Gerald Miller. There has yet to be anyone other than David Haye, which means that David Haye, right, got the services of Deontay Wilder to go over there when he was a prospect, you know, the same way that, you know, Stephen Shaw is in the camp of Deontay Wilder this year as a prospect, right? So yes, Haye can speak about Wilder learning and looking bad in sparring, but the other way around now, once the champ hires sparring, like, who's out there saying they beat him up in sparring? Because he's not letting it happen. This dude has a very mean streak, okay? You hit him, his girl's in the gym anyway. That's just the bottom line. You know what that means. You're not going to hit me in front of my girl, bro. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So that's how he feels. And, yeah, you know, come meet him. Come meet him. Come call him a bum. You know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of you guys didn't like Peter. Come call Peter a bum. Come play some pool, actually. We got a pool table. We're going to have some bar. We got a bar. Like I said, we're sponsored by Stella. We'll have some Stella beer. We'll also have some nice top shelf liquor. Obviously, food is included. I'm actually, like I said, communicating with a comedian, the DJ, the Andre, and I'm going to my mastermind. The DJ that you requested, we got, because that's what we do. Family takes care of family around here. What's going on, Andre? I ain't seen no RSVP from Andre. What's going on? Were you in town or not?
I'm in town. You got to check your email. I just sent something out this morning.
Uh-oh, there you go. See? Hey, man, I just got off the flight yesterday from Bama. Late night, too. 12 o'clock, I landed.
All right. I want to say good job and good work in Alabama. Looking forward to the videos. But this is going to people that have not attended one of these parties. You're missing a great networking opportunity amongst boxing heads, but just regular people. Now, the reason why I asked for DJ Hollow is that I don't know if you remember, he was parked across the street. We was looking out for his car not to get ticketed. And I remember when he was leaving, he asked me to help carry his speaker. And I asked him, like, yo, man, why you did this event, man? It don't seem like a type of event you would do. He said, yo, Ness is my boy, man. I do this for people I care about. And I said, you know what, man? This is a guy I like. So I had to request the guy to see if he'll come back, man.
I'm glad that you did, bro, because, you know, I wasn't even going to think about him because I figured, like, yo, I can't afford Hollywood again. Okay. I know the first time he hooked us up. And okay, even though he's more expensive than the first time, without a doubt, he still...
I thought he did it on the love. He made it sound like he did it on the love.
No. Listen. The first time, bro, the number that he charged me, that is love. I swear. Oh, okay. I swear. That is love, bro. That is love. And even this time around, he's going to be there the entire time. And I understand that he could be booked on Sirius XM. He could be on Hot 97. He could be on 105. Or he could be any hot nightclub in New York City. So for him to give me his Friday night from 7 to 1, that is love.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
That's a famous tri-state DJ. Like, that is love. He gave me his whole night. That's a night that he can make thousands. He gave it to TBV.
And easy 3 G's in New York City. For
exactly,
him.
Exactly. So, I'm just, you know, I just wanted to be the best, man. I wanted to be the best it could be, because, you know, people got to take notice, man. We're gonna do something different this time around, and if all goes well, it's gonna be epic and memorable for sure.
Dope. All right, man. Next, I get off, man. Hit the next call, man. See you soon.
For sure, brother. Let's get to what looks like a new caller on Skype as well. Robert, and he sounds like it, almost like it could be that fighter Obolafi. How do you pronounce your last name, Robert? You know I'm a horrible pronunciator here. And where are you calling him from? Off of Wedeju. And I was thinking of the Cruiserweight. How does the Cruiserweight pronounce his name, hipster?
Don't ask me. I'm awful with pronunciations.
Oh. Obolafi, the one.
You'll get used to it.
Yeah. So, Robert, talk to me. Where are you calling in from, brother?
I'm calling from London, UK.
Oh, great, great. First time caller, right?
It is. Eight.
All right, all right. You seem to have a pretty bad connection. See if you can maybe move towards a window or grab a little Wi-Fi. But how long have you been listening to not just this show, the show all in general?
I started listening about this time 2 years ago in the run-up to the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, and I've listened to practically every podcast since.
Oh, my God. I just want to first thank you. I swear, one day I'm going to – when Casual finally learns to use that machine that he spent $11,000 on, I'm going to make shirts to say, I've just listened to over 3 hours of nonsense boxing talk, some shit like that. But I want to thank you for being that strong. Thank you for listening to our back and forth for so long. But 2 years worth of listening, you know the tradition. I'm going to play that first-time caller intro. Because if not, Hand Wraps is going to use his hand wraps on me. You already know. You ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
From North London, Tottenham's finest. And I go by the name of the Tactical Genius.
Ooh, Tactical Genius. I can't wait for you to call in on a breakdown show. Actually, the Danny Garcia Thurman show. I want to see how you're going to tactically pick that one. But right now, we're talking TBV Appreciation. I seen you sent me some messages, so I know you got some questions. I wasn't able to read them. Just give them to me live on the air. That's what this is for.
Okay, my flights are booked. My hotel's booked. I'm trying to arrange tickets for the fight and a bit more information about the TBV Appreciation night. I've put in the deposit, so you just need to get back to me with all the details, and I'll be there, and I'll see you all.
Oh, man, amazing, amazing, amazing. Obviously, if you put in the deposit, I've sent you the link, and I'll send you the address as the time goes because it is a private location. I don't want anyone sneaking that address out. I can't have paparazzi at our event, you know what I mean? But as far as information, what exactly do you need? I mean, it's going to be in Manhattan, New York, New York. So it will be very easy for you to locate. I recommend anybody download the Lyft or the Uber app so that you can maneuver through New York if you don't want to, you know, get lost, use a Uber. But, you know, we'll be in town, you know, pretty much all week. And then I don't know.
Yeah, I know New York pretty well. I've been to New York a few times, so the address will do for me. I'm staying in Times Square, Midtown. So wherever it is, I'll be able to find it.
Perfect.
If you just hit me up with the link, I don't seem to have got it. So if you just send me the link again.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
And then
I'll get that to you.
Keep it up.
Oh, man. Thank you, Robert. I can't wait. I am. Yo, you know, thanks to Robert. Now I can still say we got someone coming all the way from the UK. Because did you clear that up with coaches? Coach Mitty still coming?
Yeah, he's coming.
Okay, okay.
He wasn't talking about the party. He was talking about the fight going on right now. The fucking Eubanks Jr. fight.
Oh, Eubanks Jr. and Quinlan.
That's going on right now.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah, we could probably do an immediate reaction. Well, I can't do an immediate. I'm not watching it. Oh, shit.
Well, but the fight's not on yet. The main event's not on yet, so we're good. So
maybe
we're good.
We could do it.
We could do it. Yes, I believe so.
Maybe. We do got a lot of callers. All right. So what else?
Let's get to these callers. Yeah.
What else do we got? What else do we got? What am I missing here? There's just so much. You don't know every day. There's a new email, something else. Oh, actually, you know, there'll be also two Cyntha bags. There's gonna be so many giveaways. And we're going to do it fun this time. We're going to bring the body bag, right? So you're not just going to get a giveaway because, you know, you're cute. No. You know, it's probably going to be something like, you know, who could throw the most left hooks in tied 30 seconds or something like that. You know what I mean? There's a little stage. So we're going to make use of it. There's going to be a lot of stuff to give away. Like I said, Rivals on board. You know, look at that. I forgot about Cyntha bag. They're going to donate at least two Cyntha bags to give away to one of you guys. Look, you know, Matt, he wants to always be in the gym. This is perfect. You got to see this, man. This is like the thing that Canelo uses, those ropes that go across the ring. but this one has it back. So when you duck under the rope, boom, you hit the bag too. So it's like a double end bag, but it goes across the ring. You feel me? So it's not up and down.
That's dope.
Yeah, baby. But you got to come to TBV Appreciation Night for online. You know what I'm saying? WBC, like I said, they send in a couple of shirts straight from Mexico. Plus, you know, they're going to give us some memorabilia. Somebody will be walking away with a little bit of WBC swag for sure. Oh, he wants contact info from the last caller. Shoosh. Robert just hung up, coach. I'll try and put that together. Let me get to some other callers here. Oh, my boy CeeLo's. All our Patreon family, you know, we went to see CeeLo's in Trenton, New Jersey. About an hour away from me, hour and some change, you know, and we had a great time. They're supposed to be going, you know, the owner of his barbershop is Panamanian and into boxing as well. CeeLo's, what's going on, baby? Jinsu Sharp on Instagram. Make sure you follow your boy.
Cheers.
Cheers.
You good, champ? How you doing?
You already know, man. I'm smiling. I'm happy to be back, man. I'm happy to be behind the mic.
It's a done deal, man. Shout out to the whole TBV crew. I'm listening to the whole show right now. I got it on the shop right now. Everybody listening to it. But real quick, I'm trying to go over there, champ. So, you know, I know the 50 is for the deposit. But real quick, you think I could, you know, 75 here, 25 there?
And hell yeah. Thing? Everybody could send, you know, the whole ticket price is $150, but, you know, the $50 is the deposit, and make sure you got your spot. But you could start sending, you know, your payment plan through as long as you get to that $150 by the time it's doors open, because we do have a VIP list and an RSVP list. I told you, we hired a sexy girl at the door. You don't want to be that guy at the door whose name ain't on the list in front of a sexy girl. I'm just saying. That's why I didn't get a security guard. I just put a sexy girl. Because, you know, if you're the dude that's like in front of the girl, like, no, but my name's supposed to be on the list. It's like, yo, well, she going to have a card reader too. You know what I'm saying?
That shit ain't flying. You got to be on the list. You got to be on the list. But real quick, sure, man, that's tight, man. I don't know if y'all saw that Felix Riddell fight last night.
Man, I was on a plane, brother. I ain't land till 11:56 is when I finally made it to Newark Airport from Bama.
He ain't looking right. Yeah.
He never looked right. He never looked right. I'm waiting for Castle Hill Gill. He's a ringer. He hasn't used that ringer yet. Gill, if you hear me, cut the line, daddy. What's up with Verdejo? He was talking Verdejo like 2 years ago. And yo, this dude's never looked right, man. He's been struggling with mediocres. He's been hurting his hand worse than Wilder. Yes, I don't know what's up with him, man.
Yep. Real talk. Nah, but bye. I'm going to let you keep going with your show. I'm actually in the shop right now. I got somebody on the chair.
For sure.
Thanks for coming through the train and showing love. You know, I'll be there for sure. You heard?
All right, CeeLo's. Ginsu Sharp on Instagram. Make sure you follow him. I'm getting piped out. I told him I'm coming up there. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming up there right before the party. Get right for the party. So if anybody says my hairline is messed up, that's the barber. So you know to give him a body shot at the party. And really quick, shout out to his boss, Panama. Te quiero ver en la fiesta, oíste. Dale pa' allá. All right, let's get to some other callers. We got my man Jabron, Patreon family as well. What's going on? 917. I'm pretty sure you already RSVP'd as well, right?
Yes, man. Yes, sir.
Uh-oh, damn. It's a lot of This is another nomination for, you know, caller of the year too, man. There's so many this year. It's gonna be tough.
Yeah, so y'all finally decided on the venue. It's the third location.
It's the third location, man. We're gonna go with the projector. You know, we want to put some fights. We're gonna go with the spotlight. Yeah, we got the spotlight. We got the stage. We got the pool room. You know what I mean? It's gonna be everything and then some. We're gonna have a great time.
Well, I appreciate the hard work y'all been putting in, man. All week I've been.
Shout out to my lady, because I said it over and over to my friend, but I didn't tell her personally. I know she always listens. You know, she handled the venue. While I was in Bama doing work, man, she handled the venue for us. So shout out to her, because we ready to go. You know, she got it done. I'm just happy that everything is working out. This is going to be the best one ever. I'm telling you, I don't want anyone to miss. I know you already coming, bro. I'm just speaking in general. Do not miss this one. It's going to be crazy.
I appreciate all the hard work y'all doing. Keep supporting the Boxing Voice. Hit those thumbs up, and I'll be calling back Sunday night so we could talk about this week of boxing.
All right, brother. But thanks again for your patronage. Thanks again for, you know, RSVPing for the TBV Appreciation Night. Can't wait to finally put a face to the voice, you know. Drink one with you. Talk some boxing in front of all these people, man. I'm in front of all these fighters. This is going to be like rotating. Listen, I don't want you guys to be late. See, we did it this time frame so that the fighters don't feel pressured and they can come when they come. But you should be there as soon as possible because I don't want you to show up at 8. And then it's like, yo, Deontay came and he was here from 7 to 8, you know, because time waits for no man. Doors open. You better be there, especially, you know, we're going to if all goes well, OK, because Everlast still hasn't confirmed. But they're, you know, yeah, they're there. Or they're on the hook. So as long as Everlast gives us our, you know, gloves, you want to be there early so you could get that signature glove. You know what I'm saying? You want to get your glove signed. Last time, everybody was so busy talking to Wilder, they forgot to get Wilder to sign their gloves. That was me throwing, you know, virtual punches. I'm shadow boxing that child right now because you can't be doing that. I'm too busy being a host. I can't be worrying about getting your gloves signed. So once you get your goodie bag, you start getting shit signed from whatever fighter you like. Because then what if I get your glove signed by, like, I'm not even going to say that. What if I get your glove signed by, like, Matt Hunter and shit? You don't want that glove no more. It's like, yo, he's only a spar. He don't even be spar. He don't even fight, yo. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, you don't want me to sign your glove. I mean, you want to go get your glove and be like, yo, Deontay, can you put, you know what I'm saying? I want to get this to my girl for our anniversary. So can you put, like, from Leo with love, from Leo with love to whatever your girl's fucking name is, you know. Let me get to Amin, who's also going to be at the party. I love it. Yo, look at this smile. Amin, what's going on, baby?
What's good, fellas? I'm glad y'all's doing this show just strictly based on Appreciation Night. I'm mad hyped to be there. I'm going to be nominated for something. I ain't tooting my own horn, but...
No, oh, you are. Definitely, yo. You basically you're basically a candidate for every category, really. It's the one that we choose because you've been calling him for so long now.
You could be in all the shows.
Yeah, he could be an alumni. He could be a caller of the year because he hasn't made it to an event. So that's how, you know. So it's just so many categories you fall into. But we will see what the public picks, you know.
Dig this, fellas. I bought my ticket. I'm bringing my brother to the Garcia Thurman fight. We got our tickets already, and I got my homegirl Nella Miller. I told her I would shout her name out. That's the one that she put in the RSVP that I made her do it because she wants to come, you know, to the appreciation night, man. So I'm recruiting too, man. Like,
awesome,
this
awesome.
Is it for me, man. You know, I
you there, man?
Nah, fellas, I'm just saying, this is it, man. Yeah, I love the show. I love what we do. I love what y'all doing. And by before this tomorrow show, I'm going to be signed up for Patreon. So, I mean, we just going all in with it, fellas.
Oh, beautiful, man. Beautiful, because that's actually where the nominations and winners will be announced in terms of, like, who's getting what. We're going to be using the poll system on Patreon, so... good thinking, man. And shout out to you for inviting another female. You know, shout out to Jose Perez. When he came to the Las Vegas one, he brought a female, and I love that, man. You know, there's plenty of guys that bring, yo, and she was a big boxing fan, so that's really good thinking, man.
Yo, man, listen, this is one of the best platforms. And in a minute, I'm going to go ahead and fire stick that Eubank fight in case y'all do something with it either today or tomorrow, man. So keep it moving. I ain't going to hold up the line. TBV, you know how we do. 908, I mean, let's go, fellas.
I mean, thanks again. We're going to Santiago, who's also going to be there. Santiago, what's going on, brother? Oh, Santiago is definitely in the running. He's putting himself in the run. He's a candidate without a doubt for a Gypsy Award. So is Info Joe, though. Ooh, and Info
and
Joe.
JP and yo, Fern. You know, all these guys are going to everywhere. Come on.
But only one. Only one has done it that many. Joe got the resume and on lockdown. But Santiago, man, talk to me.
Hey, guys. Nah, you know, I'm excited. I just bought my tickets for the Thurman Garcia fight a few days ago. We're all set. I got all my travel plans set. You know, I'm going to be staying 10 minutes away from the Barclays Center. I'm excited. You know, second time going.
both to the party and to New York. It's going to be fun. I look forward to seeing you again, Ness, and everybody there, especially from the West Coast. I get to meet Monsterpiece for the first time. We've always chatted up on the chat whenever we began. And it's going to be fun, you know. And I'm also, you know, bringing my mom with me, you know, because she wanted to come when I went to the last one in Vegas. She's like, next time that you guys are going to the party, let me know. I want to go. And, you know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I'm looking forward to this.
Yo, I am so stoked that you're bringing your mom. Like, that's awesome that she's down to come. I can't even freaking believe that. That's just freaking. Yo, what's up with Leo Santa Cruz? They coming? Or I'm going to have to get involved. I'll call him. I'll call Leo.
You know what? If you can, dude, I'd actually like you to kind of give my mom an incentive, because, like, my mom is such a modest woman, you know. She doesn't like using her connections, even though, you know, she can do it. She's like, I don't want
a free ticket, Santiago. Come on. Use those connections.
We have fights coming up and everything. You know, so, like, she listens to this, too. So, like, if you can, go for it. And, like, if you can't do it in Spanish, because, like, she does it better in Spanish.
Well, what I'll do is I'll put an initial invitation directly to him. I got Leo's number. I'll contact him and see it. Feel him out, see if he's even coming, you know, because it's hard to ask someone to come from the West Coast to the East if they're not. Like, I'm trying to get Eric Molina to come, right? It's like, he's like, oh, bro, I'm not coming to that fight. I'm like, yo, how are you not going to come to this fight? Like, you need to come to this fight just because Wilder's at this party anyway. Like, come through. You know, everybody's going to be there. So I'll see, you know, what Leo's saying. You know, maybe he's in town, maybe he's not. Hopefully he is. You know, it's a PBC fight, big fight. Hopefully he's in there, you know, and hopefully everything goes right with this party. And then the next time you guys are like, yo.
Guys, you need show, you need amazing show, just call me. I'm stay here. I'm ready for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Next time it's like, you want amazing show, just call TPV.
Oh, hey, by the way, before I forget, you got my RSVP, right? I put in my name and my mom's name together for two separate $50 deposits, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Is there anything else that we need to do ahead of time, or are we set to go?
You're all set to go until it's, you know, time to pay for the ticket in full. I mean, at this point, you're just waiting for the date. It's up to you to pay the ticket in full right now or not, you know?
All right, then I appreciate the heads up, man. Thanks a lot. Anyways, you know, I'm happy. I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be fun. Great. I look forward to seeing you again, Ness. Always a pleasure to be – it was a pleasure to be able to chat it up with you the way I did. You know, I'm a very introverted man, but you let me be a certain way at that part, and I look forward to experiencing that again. You know, take it easy. Enjoy the rest of the day. Matt, I'm looking forward to seeing you later today.
See you, brother.
Brother. Man, I want Santiago to come and kick back, man. Do your thing, brother, and you know, chop it up with all the fighters the way you did before, man. It was great to have you. Speaking of great to have you, you guys listen for everyone that listened to me when I said I was going to Bama and asked your questions in that Patreon. Wait till you listen to this interview. I mean, I know you're not going to like it, because usually the Patreon people want us to keep the stuff that's Patreon only, but I'm going to make this an automatically public video, because the way that Wilder, you know, answered your questions. So I think that the world needs to see that. It was a great interview. Your questions were amazing. Info Joe, the reason I even bring it up is because your question was answered. CeeLo, your question was answered. I forgot to tell you. CeeLo, and you went down as the best question now that I remember. Wait till I chop that interview up and put it out. You guys are gonna love it. It was awesome, man. Great questions from my Patreon family for sure. Who else? Symbol also got his question answered too, I remember. But let's go to some of that alumni, some of those people that's jumping on
the boomerang. We got boomerang
West Coast. He's coming from the West Coast all the way to New York City, man.
Mr. Info Joe.
Tell the truth, yo. Tell the truth.
This portion of the show we call In the Know, presented by my brother.
Tell the truth, yo. Tell the truth.
B-Fam. What's up, fam? How you doing, Ness? What's up, Matt?
What up, Info Joe?
Hey, man, I'm glad you had a safe trip back to back east, brother. Hey, man, I just want to say, man, to all those that are just thinking about coming out but a little hesitant, I know you haven't met Ness, you haven't met me and the rest of the TPB fam, and I just want to say, man, Ness is cooler than the fan. We get down like I feel like when I met him for the first time when I went to the TBB party that we grew up together. That's how he comes across for those of you that are hesitant about coming out to New York. He's a good brother. We had a good time. We drink, we party, we laugh, we tell jokes, we clown. There's music going on. There's trees in the air. Hey, man, what more can you ask for? When I say boxing utopia, I really mean that because you have the boxers walking around and they, you know, they like they're like the homies or something. You know what I'm saying? You can ask them anything you want to ask them. It was the bomb, man. I can't wait to get back to NYC. Plan on booking everything this week, actually. This week coming up. And I just want to say TBB, pound for pound number one. Thank you, brother Ness, for all your work, brother.
Oh, man. Thank you, Joe. Without you, there is no show, you already know. And without the listeners, there's no me, man. So we all work in injunction here, man. Going back to another, not only Boomerang, but definitely alumni, man.
What up, Ness? What up, man?
Compa, what's up?
Yeah, man. What up, man? Man, just called to say, man, that's the appreciation party. Sounds like it's going to be badass. Wish I could be there. But, yeah, I just called to tell everybody, man, sign up to Patreon. Hit that thumbs up. And, yeah, sign up to Patreon. And, Matt, you know, I subscribe to your podcast, man. It's pretty dope. So,
dude, thank you, Compa. Thank you. I appreciate it, brother.
Nice, man.
That's what's up. See that family, man? Spreading that love. Oh, I'm coming back to you. Go for it. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, but that's it, man. You know, just everybody sign up to Patreon, man. If you fuck with the show, man, it doesn't hurt to give them $5, a dollar, man. Come on, everybody sign up, man. Don't look at it as a bad thing, man. TBV for life, man. You're looking out, Ness.
For sure, compa, man. Thanks. Thanks for the kind words. Because, yo, at the end of the day, he's right, man. You know, think about it like that. $12, man. You could buy CDs that are garbage. You know, how many of you bought fucking, I don't know. I don't want to show my age. I'm going to not say that album. Help me out, Matt. You're younger than me while I go to this caller.
I don't know what the question was.
I don't know. Just say like a bad album that many people probably bought. Even though it was bad based on, like, I don't know, fucking name or something. It's like, oh, Beyonce. I mean, I don't know if her album was bad, which I doubt. Lemonade was probably.
Well, I listen to good music. I don't listen to shitty music.
Oh, yeah. What do you listen to? Guns N' Roses and shit?
No, man. I'm West Coast hip hop, man.
What, like Kendrick Lamar and shit?
Oh, yeah. Game. Fucking Game. Dom Kennedy.
Game still rapping?
Fuck yeah, dude. He released a fucking killer album. 1992 was a great album.
Shit. 1992. Yo, Game, I don't know. Fern Gully's coming across the water. Fern, what's going on? East to the west? West to the east?
Yes, sir. You know I am, and I'm taking my lady.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm glad, man. I really feel bad Info Joe can't bring his girl, man. I wish she could have made it. But that's amazing you're bringing yours, yo.
Yes, sir. I had to. It'll be our first time to NYC, forgive me, I'm a little sick, but I should be in good health when we go out there next month.
Perfect, man. Hey, you start drinking a lot of fluids and stuff. You don't want anybody getting sick, man. I mean, we got T-minus a couple of days, right? We need to start counting down. Everybody needs to be on their best, you know, looking their best. Remember, the cameras are on. This is going to be documented, so I'm going on a diet. That's it, man. I was over there in Bama binging on ribs and hella Krispy Kremes and too many coffees. I'm even cutting sugar down, man. I only had like two scoops this time. Usually I'm going like 8.
Man. Oh, yeah. You better believe that we're in training camp.
Hell yeah.
My lady
that's
are definitely
right.
in training camp. She's actually working out right now. Pick her up in about an hour and probably order those tickets. We'll pay them full.
Nice, nice.
For the
man.
TBV. We already got our hotels. We got everything. We're in Soho. How far is that from the event?
Yo, that's we're in Soho.
We're in the center of Soho.
Yo, the event is in
oh,
Soho.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're on Center
beautiful,
Street.
Beautiful.
We're on Center Street by Broome. That's where we're gonna be. By Broome.
How far is that from Grand?
Man, I have no clue, dude.
How far is that from Grand?
I'm in the tri-state area all my life, but I use GPS, man. That's the best thing invented. Listen, Jobs, he's forever gonna be known. iPhone changed the world, especially for me. I'd rather punch it in, bro.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good. Well, I'm excited, man. It'll, like I said, my first time going out to NY with my lady. We're going to make a thing of it. We're going to arrive around 7 p.m. in the evening on Wednesday, March 1st.
7 p.m. Wednesday. Damn, if you would have came a little earlier, man. But that's okay. That's okay. Make sure you hit me up, man. I'm going to have the Mazda. What airport do you land in?
JFK.
Oh, New York.
JFK around 5:30.
Yeah, you're in New York. But we're going to see each other because, you know, I'm going to pick up Matt and shit for sure. So we'll see each other before the party. I just want everybody to know that's Fern Gully's fire detector this time, not mine.
I'm about to give you so much shit.
No, that's
I
was like, his.
That motherfucker did not fix.
No, it's see.
Yeah,
that was
yeah, that's me, actually. That's me. That's
Fern, get that shit fixed, man. What if there's a fire? There could be a fire, man.
Yeah, man, we need you to come to the party. We want to meet. We want to see you. Again. Make sure your alarm is working.
High water, man. I'm going to be there.
All right, brother.
Will do, boys.
Thanks for calling in, Fern. Oh, man, you guys put a smile on my face. I'm telling you. It's so difficult not to do this show from the road. Like, it sucks, man. I need to, you know, one day we'll get there where we can do it. It was just, look, you gotta bring a whole nother suitcase to do it. When I did it in Florida, it was just a hassle. But. I say all that to say, man, I missed it, guys. This is going to be an amazing party. Everything just keeps going well. I put out a few emails today, and look, I mean, the smile is there. That's what inspired me to do the show. You know, I got the response from the WBC, the response from War Tape. Just everyone, you know, so happy to join up. It's just crazy, man. We're going to get to that day, man, where we're going to pick and choose, and this event is going to be very prestigious, man. You know, the BWAs are there, and we respect that, but we're looking to change the game, man, like we've always done. We're trendsetters. We're not followers around here. I want to thank everyone that tuned in. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter, at NestGTO. To the haters, you already know. Matt, where can they find you?
You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter. You can email me at matt@mix-combat.com. Obviously my own podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, is on Patreon, SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube. It's everywhere. So I just want, and also want to thank all the callers and listeners from TBV that have gone to my show and shown me love, hand wraps, you know, Marcus, everyone that has shown me love, Joey, it means a lot. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. You guys make this possible. You guys make this job what it is. And, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. So I just want to say thank you to everyone.
Definitely, man. And with the growth, it's only going to get better, man. Once we continue to meet those Patreon goals, I mean, yo, just look what we were able to account. And I haven't, like I said, I need an editor, right? Or else you would have seen way more. There's just so much video to edit, so much to show you, you know, those that are not signed up to Patreon, you haven't seen so many behind the scenes, you know, moments, very intimate moments with Wilder coming right out of the ring, you know, from sparring 4 different guys, 2 straight rounds, no rest, you know, this helmet cooling thing that he has, yo, and just in his element. Remember, there was no media there. It wasn't like a media day, like what we're used to. It was just TBV. So easily people forget that the camera is on, especially when you want a gyro, you know, the size of mine. As you can see from sort of behind scenes footage, I'm very compact with it, man. I got some high tech shit to get the job done right. And, you know, I catch those moments, as you can see, you know, from the Gerald Miller Instagram post that I did put out there, man. But there's so much more to come, so much more. And when we talk Sunday about that fight, I have so much to say. I've seen so many rounds of sparring. Dude. But, you know, it is what it is. Once again, I want to thank everyone that tuned in. We'll probably be back tonight with a Patreon update, right? I got to let all my Patreon family know. We got a couple of, like I said, my 10 tier rewards came in. So we're going to be giving you guys these koozies that you wanted. Obviously, I'm using mine as to not to burn myself from the coffee now that it's already freezing. But in the, you know, earlier, what obviously was keeping the hands from burning. But those rewards came in. So, you know, my $10 tier, you'll be getting that shortly. And I might bless a few of my others out there. You know, maybe my $5 guys, I hook you up, you know. That's what I'm doing. That means I'm like, you know, winking the eye and doing the old.
Is that a wink? Because I think you blinked both eyes there.
Yeah, that's a wink. That's a wink.
That's so bad.
Listen, if anybody knows a comedian in the New York area, let me know, because I'm going through like this, you know, agent and everything. And I'd rather, you know, actually get a recommendation. Anybody knows a nice comedian? I want a comedian. I said I got my mind made up. I want a comedian and a poet, and I want them both. That's right. And a DJ. That's right.
You want a poet?
Yeah. Well, not
like slam poetry. Like what kind of poet? Yeah, like
it's gonna be, well, it's either going to be a poet, or I'm going to make Enrique get off his shasha and do, you know, see what's up. I mean, you're a hipster. You probably going to do it too. You probably want to do a poem too. Don't you?
Dude, talk to JP about that. That guy loves poetry.
Well, there you go. There you go.
We call him the Fat Kendrick for a reason, you know.
We can have Enrique open up, and then boom, let JP come through. Hopefully, Mario, if you're listening, he could come to the party and fucking spit one, right? He was a great rapper, little buddy. That was my man's and shit. My man's and them. Yo, man, let me get out of here, man. I'm doing too much. It's time to go. Later.